Turn with me, if you would, back to Psalm 3. Psalm chapter 3. I was talking to a brother Monday morning, and we were talking about how good the Lord is to us. Just how good the Lord is to us. And the fact that we have so much to be happy about. We have so much to be happy about. I know that's like a revelation to us who wallow in our sin, but we have so much to be happy about. We have so much to be thankful for. Just so much. And that conversation led me to this verse of Scripture. Verse 8. Psalm 3, verse 8 says, "Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people." Thy blessing is upon thy people. It really is, isn't it? It really is. Salvation belongs to the Lord. It really does, doesn't it? And His blessing is upon His people. It really is. It truly is. In verse 1, David said, "Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me." The heading under Psalm 3 says David wrote this when he was fleeing from Absalom, his son. His son was trying to kill him. His son had men after him trying to kill him. He had an actual army. He had an actual enemy against him. But God's people don't need a physical enemy pursuing them to enter into this. All they have to do is enter into their own sin. Concerning our own sins, can we not say with David, verse 1 says, "Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me." It's just getting worse and worse and more and more. Verse 2 says, "Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God." As I look at the multitude of my sins, I think, how could God have mercy on a sinner like me? I am convinced of this fact. I'm honestly convinced of this fact. That the longer we live on this earth, the more the Spirit of God will reveal of our sin to us. The longer we go on this earth. If anybody here is struggling a little bit to enter into this feeling, when we talk about the wretchedness of our sin, just loathing what we see in ourselves. Because, see, the flesh loves itself. The flesh loves to look at itself in the mirror and hear the sound of its own voice. And the flesh is very happy, naturally, with what it sees in itself. So if anyone cannot enter into this experience of just utter loathing of everything that you see in yourself and all the wretchedness of your sin and just the disgusted state, just wait a little while. If anybody cannot enter into it, just wait a little while. If we belong to the Lord, He will reveal it to us. Just live a little longer. If we do belong to Him, He will bring all of His people to a place where they say in verse 1, Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? I don't feel like I used to have this much trouble over my sin. I don't feel like I spent this much time just plagued by my sin. But it's like it's growing. How are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul. They're speaking to my soul. They're telling me there's no hope for you in God. There's no hope for you. As long as we're looking to our flesh, that's all we can say. It's all we can see, and that's all we can say. There is no help right here in God. There is no hope before God. None. But if God will turn our eyes to the Lord Jesus Christ, we will say, we will see. If He'll turn our eyes to Christ, we will see and we will say, verse 3, "But Thou, O Lord, art a shield for me." I love that. I love that. All the fiery darts of the wicked, just the everything come, the enemy of sin, just, "But Thou art a shield for me. My glory," he went on to say, "and the lifter up of mine head. Many are troubling me. Many are rising up against me. But Lord, You're my shield. I'm hiding in You. I'm hiding in You. There's nowhere else to hide. Where else can I hide? You're my hope. You're my help. You're my defense from everything that brings me down." Can't we say that? He is our defense from everything that brings us down. Everything. Verse 3 says, "But Thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, and You're my glory, and the lifter up of mine head." The Lord told Abraham, He said, "I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward." I'm your shield and I'm your reward. Lord, You are the reward. You're glory to me. You know what our reward is? Glory. That's the reward. Glory. Lord, You're the reward. You're glory. You're my comfort. And this is so, for a child of God, this is so. You are my comfort. You are my peace. You are my encouragement. You are the lifter up of my head. Well, my head is just hanging. I mean, just hanging down low. When my sorrow overwhelms me, when I get to that place where nothing and no one else can help me, there's You. There's You. Verse 4 says, "I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and He heard me out of His holy hill." How amazing is it, honestly, that the cry of a child of God reaches all the way into the holy hill of Zion. Just think about this. What we want as God's people is to be in glory with Him. We're marching to Zion. We can't wait to get there. We just want to be there with Him in body, in person, in reality. We're not there yet. But the prayers that we pray are, they go there. They go all the way there. The cry of a child of God just continues. It keeps going. It just keeps going through the room and the sky and the firmament and the heaven of heavens, the third heaven, the seat of the throne of God. When we pray, just see if you can enter into the reality of this. When we pray from the heart in sincerity, that literally reaches the throne of God, the ear of God Almighty Himself. Verse 4 says, I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and He heard me out of His holy hill. I laid me down and slept. I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. David said, I found peace. I found peace in the middle of the enemy's attack. I found peace to just lay down and sleep. I found peace to wake up and know that the Lord sustained me. He protected me. He watched over me all through the night season. Verse 6. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Over in Psalm 23, he said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil because you're with me. That's the reason why. Thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Verse 7, he said, arise, O Lord, save me. That's the cry of salvation. Arise, O Lord, save me. Salvation is of you. Salvation is of you. If I'm going to be saved, you're going to have to save me. Like Peter cried, Lord, save me. Verse 7 says, arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, my Lord and my God. I just love this. Verse 7 says, arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. He said, thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. That means victory is yours. Victory is yours. Verse 8 says, salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Our Lord has won the victory over sin and death, which is the enemy of all of God's people. And along with His victory, His blessing is on every single one of His people. We have so much to be happy about. We have so much to be thankful for. Now, in dwelling on the fact that the Lord's blessing is on His people, His blessing is on His people, in just dwelling on that, I looked up some scriptures that tell us about His blessings, what they are. And I just want us to read a few of them and think about them for a second, okay? Don't turn, but Ezekiel 34:26 says, the Lord said, I will make my people and the places round about my people to be a blessing. He said, I will cause the shower to come down. There shall be showers of blessing. That's His decree for His people and for everything around His people. There's going to be showers of blessing. Let's just read a few of them, beginning with this. Turn with me to Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians 1, verse 3 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Where are all blessings from God found? I hope we get to a place one day where all of our children know the answer to this. Where are all the blessings from God found? Every blessing that God bestows on His people. How do they get them? Where are they found? Every single one of them is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Every one of them. Every single one is because of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every single one is by way of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every spiritual blessing that comes from God to His people, it comes to them in Christ. And what that means is, when we say that, what that means is He gets all the credit and the glory for the blessing. That's what it means. Our blessing. The only reason that God gives blessings to us is because of Christ. It's the only reason. It's because of what He did for us to include us in God's blessing. What did He do for us? Verse 4 says, according as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. What a blessing election is. God's blessing is on His people. He's going to shower them with blessing. What a blessing election is. Chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world. Why did He choose us? Because He looked at His Son and He said, behold My servant. I choose Him. We were chosen in Him. What a blessing. Verse 5 says, having predestinated us. Aren't you so glad you are predestinated? Aren't you so thankful for the fact you don't have a random outcome? What a blessing. I want to be predestinated. While the world hates that, that's my glory. Predestinate me to what? The adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself according to the good pleasure of His will. To the praise of the glory of His grace wherein He hath made us accepted in the beloved. Acceptance. What a blessing. Come on in. Accepted in Him. Accepted with Him. Chapter 2, verse 1 goes on to talk about, how dead we are, dead in trespasses and sins, children of disobedience, children of wrath. Verse 4 says, but God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, He quickened us together with Christ. By grace you're saved. He raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace and His kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's the gift of God. You talk about blessed. What all did He do for us to receive the blessing? He did everything. Everything that had to be done. All because of Christ, we receive all the spiritual blessings of God. Every one of them are in Him. Now, turn with me for a minute. Let's go to Galatians 3. Galatians 3, verse 13. It says, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ. He did that. He endured that so that the blessing might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ. And what was the blessing? That we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Faith, the ability to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, that is a great blessing from God. People take that for granted. People assume everybody has it. Everybody doesn't. Everybody does not. We just read, it's not of ourselves, it's the gift of God. It is the blessing of God on a wicked sinner. Here is faith. Believe on Christ. He gives it to those who could not believe. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Without faith, it's impossible to see Christ. It's impossible to look on Christ. It's impossible to cast our all on Christ. It's impossible to beg Him for mercy without faith. We can't beg God for mercy without faith. If we've received faith, we're a blessed people. That's one of the great blessings that God has showed to His people. Turn with me now to 1 Corinthians 10. It says, "The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ?" Are we not so blessed to have fellowship? That's what the word communion means. Everybody hears that word communion. It means fellowship. Aren't we so blessed to have fellowship in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ? That is our fellowship. That's our communion. Fellowship with the blood of Christ and fellowship with each other in the blood of Christ. That's the blessing of God on His people. That He would give us a union with the blood of Christ. Unite us with the blood of Christ. And unite us in the blood of Christ. A lifetime is not long enough to describe the indescribable blessing of having the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Eternity is not long enough to describe the blessing. We will forever cry, "Bless God," because He blessed us with His blood. And a lifetime is not long enough to describe the blessing of having each other because of that blood. I am so blessed to have you. I was having this conversation talking about we just have so much to be thankful for, so much to be happy about. We're just so blessed. And I really dwelt on the fact that one of my great blessings in life is you. Can we not say that with each other? Having fellowship and having union in Christ and in the blood of Christ. I'm so blessed to have you. I'm so blessed to know you. We're so blessed to have each other. Communion with God's people in and around the blood of Christ, that's one of the greatest blessings we will receive on this earth, is another soul that we can have fellowship with in and around the blood of Christ alone. The glory of Christ. I'm a blessed man. I really am. I am sincerely a blessed man. God has given me fellowship with you. Turn with me to Romans 15. Romans 15, verse 29, Paul said, "And I am sure that when I come unto you, I shall come in the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ." How blessed we are to have the gospel. I'm entering into this more as time goes by. I remove myself from this equation. I don't care who's preaching it. Honestly, I don't. We are so blessed to have the gospel. I enter into just how much life this is. I don't know how to say this. I enter in more and more to just how necessary, just how this is life. This is life. It'd be kind of like if you got a hold of the fact all of a sudden that I can't do without air. This is life. This is life. We are so blessed to have the gospel. And I mean that in every way, removing me from the man standing up preaching it. The true declaration of Christ, what He has done, the finished work of what He has done. We're so blessed beyond measure to have the gospel and to have faith to believe the gospel. These are blessings that we will receive from God as His people till the day we leave this world. He said, I'm going to shower my people with it. Just shower my people with it. And let me show you two more, okay? I'll be done. Let me show you two more. Go to Psalm 133. Psalm 133, verse 1 says, Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard that went down to the skirts of his garments, as the dew of Hermon and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing. And what is it? Life forevermore. Life forevermore. Eternal life. That is the blessing that God has bestowed on His people in Christ. In Christ. Only in Christ. God has blessed His people with something called eternal life. Eternal life. It's His to give. It's His to take away. And He has blessed His people in giving it to them. That is the blessing of God on His people in Christ. Life evermore. And not just life evermore, but a spotless life evermore. A holy, sinless life evermore. One more. Go to Psalm 24. Psalm 24, verse 3 says, Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in His holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. That's what it's going to take to have eternal life with God. It has to be spotless. It has to be sinless. It has to be holy. Verse 5 says, He shall receive the blessing from the Lord. And what is it? Righteousness from the God of His salvation. Righteousness from the God of His salvation. In Christ, we have been blessed with righteousness. I don't want to be a sinner anymore. I'm sick and tired of it. I'm done. Now, I'm not done. I'll be a sinner until God removes me from this body of death and this world of sin. But I'm ready to be done. And the great blessing of God on His people is He is going to remove that sin and in its place give them righteousness. Righteousness. In Christ we've been blessed with righteousness. We're going to be so pure. We're going to be so spotless. As pure and spotless as God Himself. He has blessed us with something that we don't have in ourselves, but we have it in Christ. We have it in Christ. That's what it means to hound. In Christ. In Christ. When we don't see it in ourselves, just look to Christ and we'll see it right there. We haven't earned it, but we've been blessed with it because Christ earned it for us and He gave it to us. Our text said, salvation belongeth unto the Lord. And it does. And thy blessing is upon thy people. And to both of those we say, amen. Thank God. We have so much to be happy about. We have so much to be happy about and to be thankful for in Christ. It's all in Christ. Let me close by reading an article to you that our brother Bruce Crabtree wrote. He wrote it from the verse of Scripture that says, there's one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. He said, I must approach unto God by Christ Jesus because I am unholy. I must approach God by Christ Jesus, in Christ, because I'm unholy. God must approach unto me by Christ Jesus because He is holy. In Christ Jesus, I, a poor sinner, and God, a holy and heavenly Father, have an honest and sincere communion one with another. His holiness is not violated, and my sin is not imputed, but all is washed away. And here's how he closed his article. He said, oh, sweet fellowship, oh, holy union, oh, easy walk. Our Lord said, you yoke up with me. It's easy, it's light. Oh, sweet fellowship, oh, holy union, oh, easy walk, oh, joyous friendship. And then he said, oh, happy me. Oh, happy me. We have so much to be happy about. Lord, make us happy in Christ. All right, let's all stand together.